following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey, Refuge family. I'm so glad you guys are able to join us today. Today, for Refuge Daily, we were asked to answer the question of the biggest things that the Lord has taught us in this past year. And actually, this past weekend, I got to answer this question and be a part of just the staff coming up and being able to answer that question personally. And kind of to summarize, if you guys weren't there, the thing that I said was basically recognizing that God remains in control even when we don't. I think there's probably lots of times this last year where things just felt, you know, out of our hands in a lot of ways. And, I think it's such a place of rest for the believer when we recognize that, you know, God remains in control, right? He tells us, in scripture that his ways are not always our ways, his thoughts are not always our thoughts, but his ways are so much greater, right? And then that he remains on the throne, that currently Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father. And so I think in that I was just saying that, you know, there's still the ability to, no matter, though it has been a challenging season this last season, to differing degrees for all of us, and though it's been different, I'm recognizing that even for the believer, we can still trust that God is working in us as he desires to shape character into us, and he desires to work through us. And so we got to give a couple of biblical examples of when that had happened in scripture, and then also just things that we've seen even currently, where even in a crazy year as it was this last year, God's still, you know, bringing people from spiritual death to spiritual life. God renewing a lot of people's hearts, shaping people's characters, maybe just awakening people from kind of a spiritual apathy or slumber to really them wanting to follow Jesus more wholeheartedly. So those are just, I think, just little ways that we see what that fact that God remains in control and he remains on the throne. And so as believers, we can continue to cling to that and be about his business, whatever is going on around us. But how about for you, Lou? What are, I guess, the biggest things that you feel like the Lord taught you or taught us as a family this last year?
Yeah, I feel like having to cling to his promises this last year, I think thinking through the fact that he's in the midst of trials, in the midst of whatever is going on, he still promises to work in our character. And then that's most important to him, that he's conforming us to be more in the image of Christ. Then in the midst of trials, when our comfort, when our control seems out of control, that he's still working on our character. And so I would say I would accredit and give God glory this last year. As I've been working through we do a Shutterfly book, which is basically a picture book, and we summarize a year. And so I've been working on our 2020 Shutterfly book. And surprisingly, I would say the one word that would summarize this last year is gratitude. I know that sounds so weird, and I think that wouldn't be something that would come natural to me, natural in a trial either. But I would say that's one thing I would say God has been working. And I would say how he worked that, my thought process this last year, I think, has been really meditating on his sovereignty. The fact that Jesus is still on the throne. He's still coming back from Genesis to Revelation in the Word. There's this gap that's unknown until he comes back, but we're living in it, and he's still coming back. That end gap of what he writes is still going to happen, no matter if it looks like COVID's on the throne, if it looks like this president's on the throne, if it looks like this season seems out of control, that Jesus is still on the throne, and he's using all these things, he says, for our good, for those who love him. And so I think just clinging to the fact that no matter what looks like in our circumstances, that he is still working. And that's brought a lot of peace this last year. It's been something I had to remind myself that he's still working, and we get to accompany him in his work by his Spirit and allow him to do a new thing in us. And I would say too, if you look back at this last year, it wasn't just our state that was affected. It wasn't just our nation that was affected, mm-hmm. but it was the whole world. Mm-hmm. And so it kind of is a place where God, by his Spirit, and I would say by his grace too, is allowing his church to have new spiritual understanding, new spiritual insight to be able to seek him for what he's doing. And so we can't rest on old things, but we have to seek him anew and fresh for what it is that he wants to do in this season and to partner with him and what he wants to still do. So I think that perspective has brought a lot of peace, a lot of hope, a lot of thankfulness, just that I can rest in him when I don't know a lot of things.
That's great. I think one of the things too, unrelated, but that we've been learning both this year and I'm very conscious of, I think throughout this video, is our posture. So you might see me kind of just moving around a little bit too, because I'm trying to get the correct posture. those are great. It sounds like too that we've been learning a lot of the same things, and we've had lots of conversations, I think, throughout this season to really kind of navigate that. And I think one thing that you said at the end that I just want to highlight too is, you know, in the past, I think because things were so consistent, we were able to really almost depend upon knowing the way that things are going to work, you know, having our systems, and there's nothing wrong with that. I think it's wise. You need those things. And yet you don't need them as much as you need God. Mm-hmm. Right. And I think when it comes to any genuine ministry, especially as the church, whether we're doing full-time ministry or our ministry is serving and working, you know, working as a full-time parent or working as a full-time business owner, I think it's easy to rely upon, you know, other things when it's consistent. But when you're in kind of the system where, you know, in a lot of ways the rug's been pulled out from you, it really has to, it checks you and it makes you ask the question, okay, where's my dependency, where am I looking to for God to move in, and it really makes you seek him afresh, mm-hmm. rather than it just being like, hey, I got this is what I'm going to rely on. But it really makes you say, okay, God, like, I have no idea what I'm doing. And the cool thing is that I think we see in scripture that God is so gracious to people when they're humble, right? That his strength is made perfect in weakness. Not when we're, when we're saying, look, I got this, I got that. Because you're limited. You're limited to your own resources at those points. But I think when you say, God, I cannot do this apart from you. God, we need your wisdom. He's so faithful to show up and to show himself strong on our behalf. And I think that's really the heart posture the Lord desires for us as the church. And that's where I think the real ministry happens, when God's, this is a warm words quote, but when God's resources is what meets the human need, rather than our human resources being what meets the human need.
I think even thinking too that nothing falls through God's hands without him allowing it has brought so much peace too, because to think that I'm just thinking through scripture, and I'm thinking through time frames where you're like, where was God in the midst of that? You think of with Pharaoh, and you think of with Nebuchadnezzar, you think of different people where there's oppression going on, or there's a lot of unknowns, or it looks unfavorable to God's people. But in the midst of that, God's doing something. In the time of Pharaoh, he's building a nation. And the time of Nebuchadnezzar, he's purifying a people and preparing them for the coming of Christ eventually too. And so I think in that, if there's a perspective of saying God's still at work, this wasn't a surprise to him, he knew from before creation that this time frame would happen, then I think it allows us not to fight back and try to think of, okay, how do we get back to what was before, but to think of, okay, God, you allowed this, you're still working, you're doing something, and if you want to do something different, if you're trying to work something into our hearts or give us different insights. Maybe we see through a dim mirror, and he wants to open our spiritual eyes to be able to see him and to know him more. Then what a great season. I just think like we're so privileged that God would allow us to live in this time frame to awaken our hearts. And Obviously, so many perspectives and ways that we can view this season too, but I think if we focus on the fact that God's sovereign and he's in control, then we can rest that God, no matter what's going on, our eternal home is still set. Mm-hmm. And we're still going in that direction, but there's a work right now that you mm-hmm. want to do and we get to partner with you. Mm-hmm. I think it gives so much mission and insight mm-hmm. where you can seek the Lord for what is it that you want to use me to partner with mm-hmm. you in this time frame that's still left, and the ways that God's bringing, I guess, like in this season, we've been so privileged to see so many people come to know Jesus mm-hmm. and to walk with him and God's awakening. And so I think God, obviously, he's still doing a work, and it's so exciting, mm-hmm. exciting to see that him working in our hearts and purifying.
Yeah, totally. I think one last thing to kind of just summarize it too, and something that I think that you touched on too, but the fact that we are living in the time frames that we do now, it is in some sense a stewardship, mm-hmm. right? Where it's like, you know, if we take the parable of the talents, for instance, they're all given, three guys all given stewardships, and God's, and basically the parabolic figure of God at that in that story is you know, looking at them and asking them basically what they've done with their stewardship. And I think similarly too, you know, if we're living in this time frame that we're living in too, and we're stewards over it, then the question is what have you done with your stewardship? And yeah, or what have you done with your stewardship? And I think if we have just been fighting this entire time, or just wrestling, trying to you know, just get out of it, I think in some sense we might have squandered our stewardship. But it's not too late either, in that sense, where God is gracious and he is, I feel like he never wastes any season in the believer's life. So as long as we are able to run to him, or as long as we bring it before him and run to him, he's so gracious in the way that he works in us. So
good. I would add lastly too, that last person in the parable didn't invest because their understanding of God's character was a little bit off, right? That they believed that, oh, we believe that you are harsh and you're going to mm-hmm. come back and do mm-hmm. this. So I think the question is in this season too is, what have you been thinking about God's character in the midst of this? Is he still good? Because he is. Is he still faithful? Is he still on the throne? Is he still in control? Is he still working things out for our good? And I think the challenge would be to think on these promises and acknowledge, does our mind and our heart connect? We believe these things to be true, and are we living like he's still on the throne, that he's still good, that he's still in control, and he's still for us, and that he still loves us? So invest well because he loves us.
Invest well because he loves us. All right. God bless you guys.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free.